Hello, listeners, and a warm welcome to you all. Yes, you're listening to Ragamuffin Radio and to another program in the series, Sunday in the Shires. An hour or so of the finest music and storytelling on the web. I'm just one of your hosts tonight, and in the studio armchair right alongside me this evening, Ragamuffin Mike.
Snoozing away in the heat. It's gorgeous and hot today, isn't it, Brian?
Almost Mississippi weather,
yeah,
dare I say.
Yeah, that's a good link, I think.
Well, introduction's over. Let the music play.
Coast drunk listening to the John Peel show. One day he looked at the midnight sea, navy blue tones of hammered steel. Still can't see the sunlight on the blackberries on the hill. And the seesaw, and the seesaw, and the seesaw. Where I come from, was far from Elvis Presley to St. Bernadette. Put their faces on holy medals on a chain around my neck. Later on I played Elvis on a mandolin in the night boat to Rosslyn. And as the sky grew light, Bob Wexford went on deck with the wind in our hair. And the seesaw, and the seesaw, always the seesaw. And I remember on my first guitar playing the Beatles and Bill Haley. My father said you ought to learn the songs that we sing at the cave. And he was right, I should have done, let it pass me by somehow. But these days on a good night, I can't sing Galway Bay now. And that's a seesaw, yeah, seesaw, I hear a seesaw. Just listen. Started with a photograph of my mother, father on honeymoon. Nick Grady's taxi parked on the beach, meet a fading Ross's Point moon. They were looking for cockles and mussels. She put them in the skirt, rolled at her knee. It must have been the morning of the night of the conception of me. Cause I hear a seesaw, I hear a seesaw, always a seesaw. So blow the man down, blow the wind up. What shall we do with a drunken sailor? Get Jack Tar and a band of pirates and the ghost of that tattooed whale. And get a bottle of rum and a bottle of meth. We'll light a fire down on the beach. Till Neptune take a mighty breath. Blow us out of reach, beyond the pale with a seesaw. Seesaw, hear the seesaw. Hear the seesaw. I hear a seesaw, always a seesaw. Into the mystic, seesaw. Herbie Armstrong sing, Herbie singing Josie, Josie, Josie. And Dolores, Dolores Cain sing, Galway Bay. Always a seesaw, I hear a seesaw. Come on down on the beach and just listen. not far from Oyster Island. Wash their clothes in the river, cut peat fire from the land. Lived on the Shelly River, curlews called across the ditches. Went to sleep at night neath their mother's quilt, woven in black fairy stitches on the Shelly River. Living on the Shelly River, learn how to ride a horse bareback, and the wild fuchsia secrets of convent girls and their kings and queens and jacks. Living on the Shelly River, when the salmon came upstream, and those joker poachers blacked their faces when the moon shone like fresh cream on the Shelly River. And the Ox Mountains rise up, they've never known the yoke. Sometimes they catch the sunlight, sometimes they breathe smoke. The Ox Mountains rise up, frosty morning shivers on the banks and the waters of the Shelly River. Dublin's got potted herrings, Dublin Bay got prawns, but on the Shelly River was like heaven when the salmon come. Living on the Shelly River, learn the secrets of a shell. Put it to your ear and the future's clear, just like an ancient bell ringing Shelly River. And the Ox Mountains rise up, they've never known a yoke. Sometimes they catch the sunlight, sometimes they gray as smoke. The Ox Mountains rise up, frosty morning shivers on the banks and the waters of the Shelly River. The leaves fall at my window, there's a full moon on the sea, and I can feel that Shelly River moving deep in me. Topaz moon of autumn, crystal moon of spring, they pass across each other, and the Celtic line to sing. Shelly River, Shelly River, and the grass blows like green ribbons, and the barley's shining gold. Shelly River whispers, listen to it roll on the mossy banks of midnight and the city's ocean key. You can hear the song of the stones flowing through your reverie, Shelly River. And the Ox Mountains rise up, they've never known a yoke. Sometimes they catch the sunlight, sometimes the gray smoke. The Ox Mountains rise up when a frosty morning shivers on the banks and the waters of the Shelly River. on the banks and waters of the Shelly River. Shelly River. Shelly River. Hear it rolling. Hear it singing. Water song. My water song.
Absolutely stunning stuff there from a guy called Terry Clark and an album called Shelly River. The first song was called Sea Song, and the second one, I believe, Mike, was the title track, Shelly River.
Shelly River, indeed. Yes. I picked this album up about a month ago and I haven't stopped really playing it. I knew of Terry Clark because I'd read about him in the Kerrville Chronicles, Arthur Wood, who goes to Kerrville quite regularly, where we know Jack goes down to. And I knew that it would be good because he's connected to various Austin, Texas musicians, and I knew it was going to be good. But it's been absolutely stupendous to listen to. And I'm hoping to actually track him down because I understand he lives in Swansea. And I understand he's going to be doing a gig in a pub somewhere, and I'm going to go and find him.
Well, this is what caused me total confusion when I first heard this. I would have said for sure he was American. And he sings a lot about Ireland by the sound of it.
Well, the Shelly River is written about the Sligo River, the Sligy River. I hope my Gaelic's good. And his father grew up in Sligo. And it's his father's story that you're listening to. And it's his father's stories heard as he was growing up in Reading that are the basis of this album. Stupendous album.
And you've already told me that there's some real rock and roll on this.
Oh, there are some absolutely cracking tracks. He really does let it go. You'd love the rest of it. I'm taking it in the car tomorrow to Wales.
Well, as you know, from the Shelly River, we're going to go to another river.
Yeah, this is a good link. Ever since I gave you that book, I haven't seen much of it. You've been beavering away at something, haven't you? And I think you've got it finished, have you?
Well, I have. We're just about to take a trip on another river. It's going to be Life on the Mississippi in the footsteps of Mark Twain and using the music or listening to the music of the late, great John Hartford.
Yeah, wow.
By me, boy. All right, now that's 12 Mile Point just behind us. We stay inside till we come up on Sheep Nose Point. That's where up ahead. Right here is where we start our crossing.
Redman!
Well, the river starts to shoal here. It gets so shallow, a man can wade across and hardly wear a shirt tail. The reef runs straight across to that stand of willows on the starboard side.
Oh, Miss Twain! What a Miss Twain!
Now, see that place right there where them ripples kind of flatten out a little bit right there?
Yeah.
All right, that's the break in the reef. That should give us enough water.
Seven and a half feet. 7.5 feet.
All right. All right, there she is. Starting to smell out the channel.
Six feet.
All right, Mr. Grogan.
Let her rip.
Oh,
how is it that you have this obsession with Steamboat?
Oh, I wish I knew. I wish you could tell me. But I grew up in St. Louis, Missouri, and around the Mississippi, Illinois, and Missouri River is there. And I've just always loved boats. And I had a teacher in the fifth grade who was had an obsession with old steamboats and the history. And I must have picked it up from her. And
well, you actually have a pilot's license.
Yes, I do. I work on a boat called the Judy Bell Swain. Runs on the Illinois River, and this next year we're going to run on the Mississippi River, and we're one of the only five steam sternwheel boats that run on the river.
Not only pilot that boat at intervals, I guess, but you perform on that boat,
mm-hmm.
don't you?
Sure do.
Yeah. Well, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well,
did your interest in music predate your interest in steamboats?
Well, I've always liked music, and but my original chosen profession was to work on the river.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but the music just kind of got in the way, and I kind of backed into it and wound up in the music.
Exercise on the top decks, keeping shape in the clean river air. There are no elevators on the Julia Bell Swain.
On the Julia Bell Swain.
What a great way to really establish a lasting relationship with your mate and or lover. It has been said that to get to know a person well, take them on a trip on a steamboat.
Trip on a steamboat.
Sit in the cabin and play bridge, pinochle, rummy, monopoly, or bingo. The first card is absolutely free.
It's absolutely free.
Relax on the main deck in comfortable chaise lounges after a delightful meal of peas with mushrooms, sausage, and chicken a la king.
Chicken a la king.
Visit the pilot house high atop the boat, 42 feet above the water, where momentous decisions are made concerning the safety and navigation of the boat, and see the large teak pilot wheel.
Large teak pilot wheel.
Don't miss the engine room. The high-pressure engines were built by Gillette and Eaton in 1915 and are 12-inch cylinders with a 5-foot stroke.
With a 5-foot stroke.
See the large red paddle wheel at the stern, the actual propulsion unit of the boat. Only the paddle wheel is used. No propeller, bow thruster, sail, or...
Sail, or...
What a great way to see the historic Illinois River below Peoria, the old Copper's Creek Lock, the mouth of the Mackinac River, the Pekin Harbor, Wesley Bend, and the internationally famous Franklin Street Bridge.
Franklin Street Bridge.
See the haunted house at Naples and the Dixon Indian Mounds at Liverpool, accessible by genuine English double-decker buses.
Double-decker buses.
Visit the gift shop displaying a complete set of Julia Bell souvenirs, from postcards to John Frant prints to fish purses and pixie sticks.
And pixie sticks.
For between meal stacks, however, visit the concession stand. We have a hot dog, pizza, popcorn, Coke, and the absolutely best lime sherbet you've ever eaten at home or abroad.
At home or abroad.
On windy days, look for kites on the hurricane deck. On sunny days, look for rainbows in the paddle wheel. On cloudy days, look for string music in the cabin. And on clear nights, look for the stars and the moon and the lights of Hiram Walker.
And the lights of Hiram Walker.
And then look for me, babe, 'cause I'll be around there somewhere looking for you.
Where did you go to school?
I went to school in St. Louis, St. Louis County.
And from school you went where?
To the river.
And did what?
Worked as a deckhand for the Mississippi Valley Barge Line and Midwest Towing Company. Worked on the Illinois River and worked on the Mississippi River between the St. Paul and Chester, Illinois.
Yeah, no wonder you know your stuff, because in your songs you drop all of these lines,
yeah.
The Alton line and all of that.
Yeah.
It and sounds then, surreal, and it sounded as though you might have done a lot of research,
and
it actually came naturally.
Yeah, and then I was on, then I was in music for a long while, and then I went back and I met a fellow, Dennis Trone, built the Judy Bell Swain in 1970, and made a trip with him and realized that was what was missing out of my life. So I went back with him and started working for him part-time just when I wasn't playing my music gigs, and got a pilot license, and now I average about 2 days a week, and then the rest of the time I've worked on my music.
Started out to be a towboat man, but I never got the hang of a ratchet bar. I was growing up a deckin' in the Illinois trade with coal dust in my ear. I got stuck in the ice on Christmas Eve and I froze my ass, it's true. just a shivering and a shaking with a down south kiss, then a steamboat whistle too. Oh, Captain Way, I'm sorry, my hat is off to you. You've been hanging out by the old cook stove with a steamboat whistle too. Called your phone, but I didn't get no one to answer. So I opened up the window and smoked a little bit and I watched the cars go by. I'm gonna hunt you up and ask you, have you found out anything new? Or are you hanging to the best you have with a steamboat whistle blue? I've been right here since 9 o'clock, and believe you me, that's true. I just looking at the waterways journal with a steamboat whistle blue. City's growing up where it looks all square like a crossword puzzle on the landscape. It looks like an electric shaver now where the courthouse used to be. The grass is all synthetic and we don't know for sure about the food. The only thing we know for sure is a steamboat whistle. I'd sit and watch my TV if I thought I could trust the news. About the only thing I trust these days, that's steamboat whistle. Johnny, well, I heard him say it, he stretched out back on the waterbed. Holy grass music is a thing of the past and the same for rock and roll. And I loaned him $2 or $3 and he gave me the latest news. And he left me here with a rolling stone and a steamboat whistle. I'll tear off down the river someday before I'm through. I'll then come back here and see it out with a steamboat whistle too.
How did you get into music as such while you were working on the steamboat?
Well, I've always, when I was a kid, I always liked music and played it, but I just never did feature that I would do it for a living. I never thought I was good enough to play for a living, so I just, I grew up around square dancing and fiddle playing and that sort of stuff, what they now call bluegrass music, but back then it was just called old-timey music. And I used to play for square dances and learned how to play the fiddle, and then I used to play banjo behind fiddlers, and
you also play guitar.
Yeah, right, but I'm mostly banjo and fiddle, and when I was on the river I'd take a banjo with me and get to playing on.
Well, now at some point the music began to escalate to,
well, what happened
out to California, didn't you?
Well, what happened was one summer I got in off the river and I was getting ready to ship back out again, and somebody offered me a job playing the fiddle in a dance hall in South St. Louis, and I tried it for a while, and I kind of liked it, and I just postponed going back on the river, and the next thing I knew, I was working at a radio station, and the next thing I knew, I was in Nashville. It just kind of gobbled me up.
And
I kept thinking, well, one of these days, this fantasy trip's going to end, and I'll wind up back on the boat. But it didn't. It kept on going.
No, well, it looks to me as though you have the best of two worlds.
Yeah.
But not only are you a performer, you are a composer. You had some really big songs, haven't you?
Well, I had one really big song, yeah. Gentle on My Mind.
Yeah, that's a big one. But there are so many other nice songs. I don't know how I get, maybe they're not smash hits, but they're very unusual. In fact, your albums feature almost completely original compositions, don't they?
Pretty much so, yeah.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
She's the Queen of the West.
She's the Queen of the West.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
The biggest steamboat.
Biggest steamboat.
That ever was afloat.
that ever was afloat.
On the Mississippi River back home.
On the Mississippi River back home.
The daughter of the Grand Republic and the J.M. White. She's a sister to the Delta Queen on a moonlit night. Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
She's the Queen of the West.
She's the Queen of the West.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
The biggest steamboat.
The biggest steamboat.
That ever was afloat.
That ever was afloat.
On the Mississippi River back home.
On the Mississippi River back home.
So Wickley, Point Pleasant, Huntington, Cincinnati, Louisville, Tell City, Evansville, Paducah, Cairo, Memphis, Greenville, Vicksburg, Natchez, Baton Rouge, New Orleans. People all are standing on the levee, watching for the Mississippi Queen. Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
She's the Queen of the West.
She's the Queen of the West.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Oh, the Mississippi Queen.
Heading up the Mississippi.
Heading up the Mississippi.
The biggest steamboat.
The biggest steamboat.
That ever was afloat.
That ever was afloat.
On the Mississippi River back home.
On the Mississippi River back home.
And I had one permanent ambition, was to be a steamboat man. Boy after boy, I managed to get on the river. By and by, I ran away too. I said I could never come home until I was a pilot. Come home in glory. I tell you, I love this profession. I take a measureless pride in it. For a pilot on a steamboat is the only unfettered, entirely independent human being to walk the face of the earth. Well, she cuts her own course to the river. There's a glory to her. I mean, she'll take a man any place a man ought to go. And she'll kill you, too, if you give her half a chance. I mean to die at the wheel of a steamboat.
We're a bunch of dreamers and we go real slow. It's nice in the day, but at night it's cold. She's got a big wheel and she runs by steam, but it's a lot of hard work just to keep her clean. Daddy's a captain and brother throws a rope and sis runs a snack bar and mama plays a calliope. Daddy's a captain and brother throws a rope and sis runs a snack bar and mama plays a calliope.
Life on the Mississippi, the music of John Hartford, which you've weaved into a story, which is Mark Twain's story, and you've used some film footage as well.
There's quite a story in this piece, as you know. I've always been a great fan of John Hartford, the late, great John Hartford's music. I think it paints wonderful pictures of the Mississippi, a place where I've never been. One day I hope to. After listening and researching this piece, I'm absolutely determined that one day I'm going to run and ride on a steam paddle boat. I started researching the piece, as you know, and you very kindly brought me in a book called Life on the Mississippi by Mark Twain. It's a classic. It's a collector's piece.
Collector's piece.
And I read it from front to back several times. And when I got into the middle pages, I noticed that there were some photographs. And I looked at these photographs and I thought, well, they're marvellous quality considering they must have been taken about 1880, 1890. And then I discovered these were still photographs taken from a public services film, which was made in 1981 around the Mississippi area. And then I sat down and thought, as the only bit of the Sherlock Holmes here, I wonder if there's a copy of this on tape or in any format available. And when I inquired, they said no. It was only available to college and universities. And then I found one single copy, second-hand copy, in the Barnes & Noble bookshop in New Jersey. Sent for it, and it came over after about 14 days. And those are the little audio outtakes which I've used to try and give a flavor. Mixed it all together with the storyline of Mark Twain. And this wonderful music, of course, of the river of the late, great John Hartford.
And we had John Hartford being interviewed there, didn't we, between the music, which was fantastic. I've never heard that interview before.
Yeah, that was an interview in 1986 from Wire for Books with John Swain. No connection on the Julie Bell Swain. Right. And I have to apologise in a way because some of that interview, the audio quality is not that good. But it's not something we'll ever get again. So I thought we'd build it all into the same piece.
And both John Hartford's music, well, John Hartford's music is readily available, but that film ought to be readily available all over the place because it's a fantastic piece of history.
It is fantastic. I've looked at it two or three times and I can totally recommend it. Now, Mike, after that glorious trip up the Mississippi River, we're going to put our feet on dry land, a selection you've just made. Friend of ours from down Texas way.
Yeah, all the way to Texas now.
We're all settled now. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. He was always there, scotch in his hand. Come home from work, he'd shake my hand. Stand in front of his house and he'd talk about life. She would come outside, call him to eat and I'd stay cause her cooking couldn't be beat. He's my neighbor, she's his beautiful wife. There's 70 plus going on 18. Ballroom dancing, king and queen of Melrose Drive, Dave and Louise. I can close my eyes, see them there, smiling face and silver hair on Melrose Drive, Dave and Louise. On Saturdays when I was gone, crank up his mower and mow my lawn, trim my bushes, weed an edge and sweep. I'd come home from working late, my front porch, I'd find a plate of blue wings, chicken fried steak, cornbread and beans. There's 70 plus going on 18, ballroom dancing, king and queen of Melrose Drive, Dave and Louise. I can close my eyes, see them there, smiling face and silver hair on Melrose Drive, Dave and Louise. Since I moved away, think about them every day, and I wonder how Dave and Louise are getting along. Need an excuse to get in my car, go to their house, see how they are. So I sat down and picked up a pen and wrote them a song. Now they're 90 plus going on 18, ballroom dancing, king and queen of Melrose Drive, Dave and Louise. I can close my eyes and see them there, smiling face and silver hair on Melrose Drive, Dave and Louise. Way down on Melrose Drive, Dave and Louise.
Gives me some pain. Now I've got a farm in Gainesville, and I like it when it rains. I used to be an engineer, didn't drive no train. Where have all the years gone by? It seems like yesterday. Was a young man in my prime, I was a soldier for my pay. I fought with cranes and dynamite, I was a combat engineer. And I fought against the ramparts, and I fought against my fear. I used to be an engineer, didn't drive no train. Thank you.
combat pins displayed on the shelf with the German Ruger rifle that I mailed back to myself. And there's books on the invasion. They have diagrams and such, but they never seem to talk about the engineer that much. I used to be an engineer. Didn't drive no train. Now me and my Hattie, we live out on the farm with the hummingbirds and cattle and the flair of country charm. We go to the reunions of the combat engineers and we laugh about the old times and then we shed some tears. I used to be an engineer. Didn't drive no train. I used to be an engineer, but I didn't drive no train. My leg was shot on Omaha, still gives me some pain. Now I've got it farming in Gainesville, and I like it when it rains. I used to be an engineer, didn't drive no train.
Two absolutely stunning tracks from a stunning first album by a friend of ours in America, David Byboth.
Yeah. Wow. That's a great album. It's one of my sort of summer albums that I've been playing all the time.
And we haven't even mentioned the name of this album, which is called My Mind's Eye. Mm. David, you've excelled yourself.
Oh, it's great. And I just thought that those two tracks in particular went together. There are so many good tracks.
And at this point, I like a story in a song. Yeah. I like a song, rather, which has got a story to tell in it. And these two tracks have a story which you are going to explain to us and the listeners, I think.
Yeah, what I liked about this album was the fact of... It's a typical sort of Texas thing of having respect for the elders, if you like. And I love the idea of the song of Dave and Louie influencing David Byboth to song and looking after him and getting him guacamole and beans, you know, when he came home from work. And I think it's a fantastic sort of visual image. And I think he's very, very much like Terry Clark in this respect, that what he's done, he's celebrating something about life that's quite important to all of us.
But quite normal.
But then he goes on to the engineer song, and that's a lot closer to music as well, because I know, I'm not sure I'm wrong, that the Hattie in the song is Hattie Paulus, and that is Vince Paulus's mum. That would be Vince's father, who was... obviously a combat engineer in the war. I knew he was at D-Day, but I didn't know exactly what he did. And I think that, given that we saw Lancaster go over here, a Lancaster bomber went over, didn't it, eh? Over the top of this roof.
About 3 days ago.
That song is just couldn't come at a better time.
You've been doing some Sherlock Holmes, Conan Doyle work on this piece, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah.
I know. And you told me a little while back that you thought that was what the connection was. Absolutely wonderful.
That's fantastic. I mean, this album is so good. Ray Wiley Hubbard produced it. He plays guitar on the first one there. And Chip Woodburn, Jonah Woodburn's husband, plays the lead guitar on that. Now, Jonah, we've played before here. Lovely songwriter.
And where are we going to go to now?
Well, I think we should stick with storytelling because it's your choice, isn't it? And I'm pretty sure that we're going deep into storytelling territory, a little bit south of where David Byboth is in Texas. We're going down to Austin, I believe.
You couldn't be closer to the truth.
This feels good. Yeah, you know... This is a group that my uncle used to play when he was playing piano in a church, you know. I grew up in a New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. That's right, yeah. Amen. It's like that Hee Haw show. Salute! Y'all ain't watch Hee Haw, did you?
I did.
Must be a Texas thing. This groove. He would start this groove when it seemed like the pastor was just going to preach all day. You know, he just wouldn't shut up. He made his point over and over and over. My uncle would start this groove on the piano. All time to wrap it up now, Reverend. Yeah. And you hear the Reverend, he'd get the point. Well, I guess I've said all I can say. We're all sitting up in the choir going, It's time to eat. Well, there's a lot of loving song that talks about that, you know. The preaching goes on forever,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
can smell the food going on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
To the Lord, praises be. Time for dinner now, let's go eat. Got some greens and listen to what the preacher said.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, we got that by permission. We asked Lau. We can use that. Yeah, that's it. In every choir, you've got one sister that just stands out amongst all of them. And we had Ancora. She would sing every note that was to sing, even if it didn't belong in the key that you're singing in. Bless her heart. You always say bless your heart when you're about to say something really nasty about somebody. Bless her heart. And Cora would get up and she would sing, and you would hear every note, but there was always one note that just stood out, you know, that just stood out amongst everything. Stratosphere, the woo! To sit down. Woo! Y'all go ahead, baby. Y'all go ahead and sit down. I got it. She picked up one of those fans. You know the fans that advertise your local funeral home on one side? Got the praying hands on the other side. Y'all ain't been to church in a while, have you? Yeah. Some of us ain't been to church in a while. That's all right. They always have the Lord's Supper on one of them, too.
Yeah.
That last supper. Yeah. Oh, we won't go there, though. Oh, we got a fan in the house. Look at that. Oh.
Oh, you that's what we need. Stop.
You will have to demonstrate. Yes. Yes. There you go. Yes, you got a fan.
There it is.
Faster, faster. Woo!
Yes,
yes indeed. Yeah. We always had that amen corner. There was always one amen corner in every Baptist church, I gotta tell you. And the amen corner consisted of most of the elders, the ladies in the church. Yeah. They would sit in that little corner and they would just amen everything. Time to take up the collection. Amen. Mother was a leader of that pack. Yeah! She'd go all the way to Austin for that new hat. They have those big old hats, you know. Gotta have a big hat. You just gonna sit in the amen corner. And you knew church was going real good when you see the hats going from side to side. And when it was going real good, all the sisters would pull out the handkerchiefs. You sing your song! Sing your song! To have the matching handkerchief, matching shoes,
uh-huh.
matching purse. It was all very important if you're gonna belong to the amen corner.
Yes.
Whoa, 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 yeah. Oh, I gotta talk about my other lady. She would come to church just to feel the spirit. You know, that's why you come to church. You know, you can go for the fellowship. You go for the message. Some of us just go to get happy, you know? And that's what this one sister would come to church for, just to get happy. She finds something to get happy by. And you know, you could see it building up in her. She start fanning real, real fast. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Then she'd have to stand up. She'd have to stand up. And she'd pull out her handkerchief. Yes, yes. Woo! Oh, then you see all the ushers start gathering around her. We got you, sister. We got you. We got you. I'm talking about my kinfolk.
But it's true.
Whoa! You see it building up in her sister. You see her shoes go off one after the other. Whoa! Purse go flying behind her. If you don't watch it, the wig will end up in your lap. And when the wig comes off, you know you having some church, girl. It's over. Time to escort Miss Thing out. She has had her moment. Yes. Whoa. Yeah. Yeah. But this is a groove. This is a groove that would take me back to that time. Did I take you back? I took myself.
Even if you ain't never been there, you're back.
You have experienced your church moment this evening. Yes, you have. Yeah, yeah. This is Brownie McGee song. He talks about walking on no matter what. Things get hard, just keep on walking. Yeah. Walk on.
Walk on.
Walk on. Get so long. Woo! Shoes get awful.
Johnny, he loves Claire. Of all the places we could start, it's as good as any right there. Johnny signed the order that took his lovely Claire. They're gonna make her better, but it was more than he could bear. What other options were there? What else could Johnny do? She was the most beautiful woman Johnny ever knew. But Claire sometimes got ugly. She had Johnny in a vice. She could get so mean all of a sudden after being so nice. Loves Johnny. Johnny, he loves Claire. The way she was behaving, Johnny, he got scared. Sometimes it would be hours that she would sit and stare. Voice that wasn't hers would speak, but she just wasn't there. Johnny fell so low down, he needed cheering up. He had to get out of the house. The pub, and that's where we got to talking. We had a pint or two. He asked if I might write a song about it, said I'd see what I could do. Claire, she loves Johnny. Johnny, he loves Claire. Even with her cussing at him, Lord, how she could swear. Even with her throwing things, some that really hurt. Even when she speaks those unspeakable words. Johnny, love's clear. Although she may deny it, see what Johnny did, it was not fair. She tells Johnny she hates him, and he strokes her lovely hair. All the places we could stop for now.
Three days after the fried pie funeral, he calls me to come clean out her closet, a cedar-lined mausoleum. Crammed in the corner, the long-sleeve duster she wore all winter, mopping floors, washing dishes, rolling hair. I stuff my two green memories like straw down the sleeves of the scarecrow dress until my savior's coat hanger becomes a cross I'll hang in the corner of my fields to scare the call-off crows that threaten my sleep.
Dreams they have never come true, Maggie. Our hopes they never were to be. When I first said I loved only you, Maggie, and you said you only me.
Well, what you've been listening to is Church by Ruthie Foster from Austin, Texas, who then segues into a Brainy McGee song, fantastic live album called Stages. And then, Brian, you've taken us to a Chuck Brodsky song from Chuck's album Colour of Cane One Day. Chuck's from, I believe, North Carolina, called Claire and Johnny, which was quite moving. It really, really did make me sort of shudder just listening to what he was singing about. And then Put Her to Rest by Minton Sparks. And I know that voice. I know that voice that was singing. That's Maura O'Connell. She's one special lady.
Yeah, and she put the icing on the cake. Mm.
And where's the album from, Minton Sparks? It's This Dress?
This Dress, yeah. It's cool. Now, the purpose of this piece, if you like, is the storytelling in song. You and I know we've listened to thousands of tracks over the years. Music can make you laugh.
Yeah.
Ruthie Foster, In Church, Southern Baptist, Give It the Full Body.
Give It the Welly.
Yeah, Give It the Welly. And tell the story just as it is. I think it's magnificent, you know. And then to go into that lovely sort of song to follow it up and follow it through with that lovely rhythm. You can just imagine the whole congregation getting to their feet and giving it the whole big hallelujah, you know. And then the Chuck Brodsky song. Well, I think that it would be worth just buying the album for that song alone. But so it powerful. Is a beautiful album. Mm. It's a beautiful album that Chuck's put together there. And as you said, then over to Minton Sparks, but with Maura O'Connell. Mm. And what we're trying to show here is music can make you laugh.
Yeah.
Music can make you cry.
Both of them based in Nashville.
And the final thing is, it's more powerful than the pen.
Well, it certainly is.
Now, Mike, you just mentioned Nashville. We're just going, I think, for your final selection this evening, south of Nashville in Tennessee.
Just to hear you whisper, baby, that's all.
Couple times you seemed to like me fine. Last night a friendly kiss at your front door, that might lead to more. Before that happens, hoping you reveal how you really feel. All it takes is one soft word between us, telling me you're serious. Oh, just to hear you whisper, baby, that's always been my fantasy. Oh, just know that you meant it for me. Remember last night at the drive-thru ordering some food, you were talking with the intercom. So sweet and calm. I imagined we were somewhere else, and what you said and felt became the true reflection of the love that all along was building up. Oh, just to hear you whisper, baby, that's always been my fantasy. Oh, just to hear you whisper, baby, and know that you meant it for me.
Valerie Smith and Becky Buller in a couple of lovely duet type songs, Just to Hear You Whisper Baby and Three Little Pigs, from an album which I understand, talking to you Mike, is just on release, called Here's a Little Song.
It is indeed. It's not even, you can't even buy it at the moment, only if you come to a Valerie Smith gig, because she literally got on a plane I think it was last Saturday, left Bellbuckle, Tennessee with the band, and had the album just literally in her hand as she got on the plane, and came to Freshwater, did a gig last Sunday, marvellous gig, because Josie, her daughter, was there, who's about 4 and a half, nearly 5 years old, and she got up and sang with the band, which was absolutely stupendous. And she's on the road with them for this next couple of weeks, and I'm going to go down to Wales, because as you're well aware, two of our listeners, Chris Hastings and Hugh Pudner, have asked me to pop by and stay with Hugh and Heather for the night on Saturday. So I'm going to catch up with the guys in Wales and then go on to see Valerie play. Valerie and...
Yeah, she's on tour in the country at the moment with a band, Liberty Pike.
Yeah.
I must mention the rest of the band. And they're in England. I think they're in about 8 venues in England. They're going into Wales. They're across into Ireland, then eventually back to England, then across to Germany.
Yeah, 2 weeks in Germany, then they're going home.
Yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful band. And Valerie and Becky Buller, absolute talents. Thanks for that, Mike. I enjoyed that immensely, and that's brought us pretty well
to the end
of a great programme and a wonderful evening.
Well, I'm going to get my camping gear tomorrow and head for the borders.
Well, I shall look forward to what you bring back from your next visit. Listeners, it is a very warm night in the Shires of England this evening. Real Mississippi heat, nearly as hot as some of the music that we've been playing and listening to in your good company during the past hour. Sad to say, like all good music, there's got to be a beginning and there's got to be an ending. Simply remains for us both to thank you all for your musical company this evening. And as many of us get ready for the summer vacations, we ask you to take good care, travel the roads safe. We look forward to your company again with the next Sunday in the Shires music show. So it's good night from me.
Good night from me. I'll see you somewhere down the road.
Yeah, take care now.
Take care. Night.